Harry, this is the first time you're meeting Jerry Nunn, but I'm telling you, you're in for quite a ride.
I can't wait.
Jerry Nunn has his own website called Nunn on the Run. You are like a liaison to the stars. Like, if there's famous people in and around Chicago, Jerry, somehow you're there. How do you do this?
I just keep up with it. I mean, I'm always looking around. There's always someone going through town,
yeah,
promoting a concert, or they're doing an event or a movie screening or something like
that. But I'm amazed. I see people on Facebook you're palling around with, all the A-listers who come to town. They spend time with you. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's been really great.
Who are some of the people recently that you've been hanging around in Chicago with, Jerry?
This week, there was Amy Schumer for her new film, I Feel Pretty.
It was Amy Schumer and Aidy Bryant were together, because they're in this movie together, right?
Yeah, we're besties.
Please tell me. All right, so you've already kind of answered my question. I love Amy Schumer. Mm-hmm. Nice lady, right?
Yes. Oh, she was great. She's so quick.
Yeah.
You know, but kind of dry and sarcastic, but just fun to be around.
Yeah.
And, because I was talking about the Justin Timberlake show, and I said, oh, you know.
He was in Rosemont.
Yeah, I went to his show this week. And then she's like, well, what'd you think? And then I was like, and she goes, that's what I thought. Like, just, she's like that quick.
Just that.
She's like, I saw the Super Bowl.
It was, you're right. It was the most disappointing Super Bowl halftime show in 20 years.
Oh, you guys.
Wow.
You don't think that, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What did he not do that he should have done?
Have some, you know,
pizzazz. He didn't have any pizzazz. He
quality. There was nothing solid. Nothing solid to write home about.
Yeah, it was
kind of the same this week at the United Center.
It was a lackluster show at the United Center.
He had trees in the way. Okay, so it's called Man in the Woods.
Yeah,
so
that's the name of the tour.
Yes,
right.
And the new album that nobody likes. And so,
wow.
Except his wife.
Wow.
Probably his wife.
Wow. All right. So you couldn't see the show because of the trees.
Yeah, you couldn't see the forest for the trees. Right.
Literally.
They had a sit down. Okay, at one point, he brings everyone to sit down around a campfire.
Yes.
And they start singing cover songs. His backup singer. So
like what? What sort of songs? Songs you recognize.
Well,
This could be cool, though.
But it was a backup singer singing Lauryn Hill. I mean, we're like...
Oh, wasn't JT singing?
No, he didn't really join in. They sang like Fleetwood Mac. I mean, it was like... Why are these people singing these songs? We're here to see you.
Oh, maybe.
It's already a long show.
Oh.
So, but anyway, I don't want to totally trash it. But
all right, so you didn't like it, and Amy Schumer didn't like it, and you bonded over that fact.
Right. And, you know, we talked about her new film, I Feel Pretty, where she gets hit in the head and goes delusional. And so,
you know what? Can I say
that? Is that how it happened to you?
Yes.
Same story.
Yeah.
All right, so Amy Schumer's first movie that she made got a lot of attention, and then she made a movie last year with Goldie Hawn that a lot of people didn't see. I watched it on HBO a few weeks ago. I thought it was very funny.
I did, too.
Wasn't it great?
Yes, but
really
I got a lot of pushback from people saying it wasn't that funny. I thought it was really funny.
You know what it reminded me of? Did you ever see the original In-Laws with Peter Falk and Alan Arkin?
I loved that movie.
Serpentine. It's that kind of movie where it's just an absurd adventure, you know, with two unlikely compatriots, and I thought it was really... I don't remember the name of it,
yeah,
but it's really a funny movie if you get a chance to see it.
Keshka, in the Amy Schumer, Bill Hader movie?
Yeah.
How was LeBron James?
Excellent.
Was he really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he's great.
When you write something like that and you throw in an athlete, you go, boy, I hope they can act a little bit because it's very distracting if they can't.
Right.
But LeBron James was hysterical.
Yeah. He's funny.
Playing like the antithesis of him, playing a very uncool LeBron James.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So also Nick Cannon was in town last night.
What was he doing? Was he performing?
He was promoting, he's in a new documentary about Martin Luther King.
Oh.
Because that's part of my April, you know, things that are coming up. April 4th is the 50th anniversary of when he was killed.
Wow. Hard to believe.
So Nick Cannon is part of the documentary that they showed last night. I got to interview him and talk to him for a little bit.
What was he like? Did you enjoy spending time with Nick Cannon?
Oh, he's always really nice. I'd interviewed him before for America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
He was doing the red carpet there. But for this, you know, he was more serious.
Yeah.
Because it's a serious topic,
yeah,
and
sure,
we have to stick to that. So,
and I've heard people say he'll talk about anything, but you don't want to talk about Mariah Carey with him. Did anyone say to you, hey, we'd appreciate it, no mention of Mariah Carey? That didn't come up?
There was no limits about it. I mean, I didn't want to talk about Mariah Carey.
There was other stuff to chat about.
Yeah, we talked about Martin Luther King and activism and doing your part and things like that.
I think it's Chip Carey.
Chip Carey you're not supposed to talk about. Oh, I get it. All right, that makes sense.
Harry's grandson.
Yes. Yeah.
So for April, we have tons of fun stuff.
Go through them alphabetically.
Okay. I kind of go by date.
Oh, go by date then. Go by size.
So the Latino Film Festival is coming.
Where and when?
So that is April 5th through the 19th at the AMC River East is where they're screening over like 100 films from Latin America and
cool.
Yeah, all around the
Are
world.
Are these contemporary films or films from years ago?
They're contemporary.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've already seen like a few of them. And then I went to the kickoff party, but that's really good. It's 34th year for this festival.
Wow.
So a lot of good films.
That's impressive.
You're burning the candle on both ends.
I told
Jerry.
You.
That's what I do.
You didn't believe me.
No.
That's what I do.
Now, Harry announced downstairs that he will not see a movie if it's subtitled, but I'm guessing at this film festival, a lot of the films are going to be subtitled,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, maybe not the film festival for you.
Hmm. Well, you know, it's very rare that I will enjoy a movie because for me, a movie is all about, you know, forgetting that I'm watching a movie. I want to escape. I want to like just forget about the world for 2 hours. Mm-hmm. But the original Birdcage, La Cage aux Folles,
yes,
which had subtitles, I love that movie.
Oh,
it's great.
You don't even need the subtitles after a while.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what's happening with the story. But there's so many movies where I just feel like, hey, I'm watching a movie because I have to read every line that the characters are saying.
But don't you find like normally if you see a movie with subtitles, you forget it about a minute and a half in. You just, like, the first few sentences, you go, I gotta read a movie.
Yeah.
But then a minute or two later, you're into it.
Right. And I mean, think about all the movies that we put out, and then people have to read something
Absolutely.
Out of other countries.
Yeah. Yeah.
About that.
Wow. I'd rather see
selfish.
A subtitled movie than a dubbed movie any day. The dubbed movies are horrible.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Still to this day, they just can't get it right.
Right, right.
All right. So the Latino Film Festival starting very, very soon.
Yeah, April 5th.
Okay.
So, yeah, they had a little kickoff party. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
There's some really good Bacon Fest is coming.
We just had some of the guys on from Bacon Fest yesterday.
Great. Okay.
Yeah. Or so Wednesday, I'm sorry.
That's a really fun. That's a really, really fun.
Tell people what they're getting.
They need to buy the VIP, I'm telling you. It gets so crazy
in
there, and the lines are really, really crazy.
Yeah. But bacon in every, like, you can't think of a way to do bacon that these guys haven't already thought about.
Oh, yeah.
It's so
it's
good.
All different restaurants. I mean, so good. But
yeah.
You have to come with the
empty. What if you're kosher?
Well,
Not sure you
want
to go to Bacon Fest or the Latino Film Festival.
Right.
Yeah, there's Pasadena Bagel Fest for you.
Right. They have that. But I think this is their 10th year for the Bacon Fest, right? Does that sound about right?
That sounds right. Yeah.
But years ago when they started this thing, it was ambitious, but it was very small, and now every year it just gets huge. It's like 150 chefs
so many
this year.
Restaurants.
We pitched it at ESPN and
to do something with them?
Yeah, to do Bacon Fest.
Yeah.
People love bacon, and you know, Jim Gaffigan, one of the funniest comics out there, does a whole routine about bacon. Bacon's a food so wonderful, other foods wrap themselves in it. But ESPN's like, well, why would you do a Bacon Fest? You know,
they missed the mark.
Yep.
There's a Say Cheese Fest. If you want some cheese,
yeah,
that's April 15th at Concord 55. Which
are you going to do both, Jerry? Are you going to go to Bacon Fest and say
Absolutely.
Cheese Fest? You're doing both.
And if there's a bread fest, you got yourself a sandwich.
There you go. Yeah, and speaking of food, we have some great food here.
What did you bring
Where's
in?
Where's this from?
I brought in some chicken for you guys. This is from Fry the Coop.
Funny name.
Yeah. It's Nashville hot chicken.
Now, these guys are the ones who pride themselves on it not just being hot, but you can buy it, like, you can't even touch the bag because it's so hot.
Right.
Right.
There's a whole range. They brought us a whole range to try, so if you guys want to do the crazy, we can do the crazy.
I can't go that hot. I go kind of on the... I can't. My taste buds will not be thrilled.
Maybe just like...
I'll do one of the more milder versions. Have you already had these guys fry the coop?
I haven't tried it yet.
It looks good.
We're going to try it together.
It's very good.
They're located in Oaklawn at 5128 West 95th Street.
Mm-hmm. Looks delicious. Looks big.
Really good. Yeah, I can tell it's going to be great. So they brought some great sides, and so we'll eat all that. What else do we have?
Well, C2E2, I know you're going to mention that. That starts, I think, a week from today, I think. Either Thursday or Friday of this upcoming week.
Yes, April 6th and 7th and 8th.
Have you been to these before?
I have.
A lot of fun.
Yeah. It's really great. I mean, all the celebs and stuff. Henry Rollins is going to be there, too.
Oh, that's cool.
Speaking of music.
Yeah.
You know, you got Henry Rollins.
Well, when I think of Henry Rollins, I think about his music. I don't think of him in comic form. Is there a comic book based on him?
No, not a comic book. I think he's got some, doesn't he have some writings and things out? And
maybe, possibly.
He's kind of an icon to have there.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of cool.
When you go, you don't dress up like a superhero, do you?
Oh, I might.
Are you thinking about it? Who are you going to be?
I've done it before. I've dressed up like, I've put on some Wonder Woman stuff. And
really? Yeah.
And I always wear like a nerdy comic book shirt.
Can I suggest one for
glasses.
You? Black Panther is very popular. Be Pink Panther.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
All right. Consider that one.
Yeah.
That's my gift to you.
It's fun to dress up. I really do. There's a lot of celebrities down there, but Also, it's the time for like the common man to be a celebrity.
Yes.
A picture taken with everybody.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody that's, you know, maybe picked on for being different or
right.
things like that. It's really a great opportunity for them to kind of shine and be in the spotlight.
Mm-hmm. It's fun to watch.
That's a lot of fun. And the same weekend, which I think is crazy they're doing the same weekend, but the Heroes and Villains Fest, which was the Walker Stalker.
Oh, right.
It's the same weekend.
Why would they do it on the same weekend? It's the same audience.
Same
they should
audience.
Spread that out a little bit.
Yeah, that one's at Rosemont on the 7th and 8th, so that's got all the Walking Dead people.
So will the Walking Dead people then not be at C2E2 this year? Because in the past, they've had a bunch, but if they're doing their own convention, I would imagine they're all going to be at that
Most
one, right?
Them, yeah, or at the Walking Dead one.
Oh,
yeah.
That's strange.
I know. It's a lot going on that weekend.
Who do you have any? And you watch Walking Dead, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you've probably met some of the cast along the way. Is there anybody who stands out that you really like?
We interviewed some, we've had some of the people in the studios here.
Yeah.
And interviewed them. And then also the son, that was on
the one
show.
Who was Coral?
Yeah. Carl.
Well, his name is Carl, but Rick always called him Coral.
Yeah.
Coral!
Yeah, he's gonna be there.
Yeah.
He's out on the
Chandler
back.
Riggs.
Chandler
That's
Riggs.
Are there any celebrities that you, when you meet them, they don't look as good as you thought they would, and you say, well, there's the Walking Dead.
you have to be careful on this
yeah,
one, don't
that's
you?
A tough one. I don't want to alienate people. I've not really... No, I mean, if they're usually dressed up for the event or whatever. They're, you know, so hopefully... Oh, Val Kilmer. That's one.
Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer looked a little rough at one of these Comic-Cons.
Okay, well, he's been sick, though, I think, right? Hasn't he? I'm pretty sure he's been sick.
Okay, here's what surprised me about seeing Val Kilmer. He is much shorter than I would have thought.
Oh, is he?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he makes Tom Cruise look like he could play center.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
He's that short?
He is much shorter than I thought. You know, I remember him as being shorter because I just didn't, I knew Tom Cruise was short, but I didn't realize Val Kilmer would be that short. You found him short, right?
Yeah, it was from a distance. He didn't let people get up close.
Because he's so short, he thought, to keep me in perspective, if you stand further back, I'll look taller. Was he standing by models of buildings to make himself look even bigger? Of the Walking Dead cast, because Wendy and I have had a bunch in over the last couple of years, my two favorites are Michael Rooker, who was...
Yes. He's going to be there.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy, originally a Chicagoan. Well, not originally, but he lived here in Chicago for years. But he always, always, always plays a total psychopath. And in real life, there's elements of that, but he's a nice psychopath.
Yeah.
I know that sounds crazy, but he's so much fun to be around.
Yes.
And he's a joy.
Yep.
And the other one is this guy, Ross Markand. Do you know who he is?
Mm-mm.
He's on the show, and he does impressions of other actors. Like, if... the premise is, what if this actor played this role instead of Clark Gable or John Wayne or something like that?
Okay.
And boy, is he funny. He just, like, every one of his impressions are just dead on perfect.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. He plays Aaron on Walking Dead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Aaron. He's really good.
So, you know, if somebody asked me what was going on in Chicago in April, I would say, well, the White Sox and the Cubs both open. That doesn't make your list? Do you enjoy going to baseball games?
I'm more of an entertainment kind of person.
Well,
but, I mean,
there's entertainment there.
Yeah. I mean, I'll go. You know,
great
but
for it people. Wouldn't be your first choice. You would rather see a show.
I'd rather go to a concert.
Great for people watching.
Yes, true. That's true.
Very true.
Okay, well.
Pretty Woman has opened.
Right. Pretty Woman the Musical.
That just opened last week?
It's officially opened this week.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, this was Wednesday.
They did some previews or something. I know some press people. Did you get to see?
Yes, I went to see it, and Bryan Adams, who did the music, was there.
Yeah?
So I got to meet him.
What did you think of the show?
Okay, so I'd heard kind of mixed things before I went in.
People keep saying that it's really entertaining, but it's a little too long.
It's
that it
too
needs
long.
To be trimmed a little.
Yes, it needs work.
Yeah.
There's some really great moments. If you like the movie, you know, you'll like it. But there's some parts, and there's some needless parts in there. There was, like, some homeless dance, you know.
A homeless dance?
Yeah, right after the intermission.
It seems unnecessary.
It's like, let's cut that.
Yeah.
You know, do we really
All right,
need
so
that
I'm going to write that down and send that to Cut Homeless Dance.
Homeless Dance.
I know that on Broadway they had a Groundhog Day the musical, and Pretty Woman is now musical.
Yeah.
I have a friend who's got the rights. Tell me if you think this is going to work.
Okay.
Bull Durham.
Bull Durham the musical? I think it would work.
Possibly.
I really do. I think that would work.
Okay.
I'd like to see that.
That brings in the sports fans, too. Like
right. Everybody's
about.
Happy.
So damn Yankees.
Jesus Christ Superstar is coming.
Now, this is a stage version, not the TV version?
So they're, well, they're both going to be here.
Right,
doing both.
Right, there is a stage version. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, so the Lyric Opera, who does just amazing productions.
Is it an operatic version of it, or is it just being performed there?
They do musicals throughout the season, too, not just the opera. So they've done, like, Oklahoma in the past and The Sound of Music.
Oh, neat.
And so they're doing this on April 28th. And then, and I'm having dinner with Jesus.
Are you having dinner with Jesus?
He's going to meet up with me.
Now, when you have dinner with Jesus, everybody sits on one side of the table. So be ready for that. I saw a painting once.
There you go.
But the good thing is, all you got to do is bring one slice of bread.
He makes enough for everybody.
I was going to bring him some of this chicken. Oh, my gosh.
I don't know if does it work with chicken? I don't know if you can do it with
everything
chicken.
Everything works with chicken.
and then the TV version's April 1st on NBC.
With John Legend.
And Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper.
And Sarah Bareilles.
And
we heard that Sarah Bareilles' version of I Don't Know How to Love Him is going to kick
Showstopper.
Butt.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
Right now, all I've got is the Helen Reddy version.
It's not bad.
I love Helen Reddy.
We should talk.
A long time ago.
What was she like?
Great. Wonderful. She's really, really great. I mean, I loved Pete's Dragon and all that stuff, right?
Where has she been? I don't think she's done anything in years.
She was doing touring. I mean, she still sings, you know,
Does
I'm
she?
A woman. You know. She's still got those
The time is
songs.
So right for that song.
Absolutely.
Leave me alone, won't you leave me? Delta.
Harry used to do a one-man show where all he did was Helen Reddy songs.
Oh, my God.
It didn't do well.
I missed it.
The show did not do well.
My sister, I grew up in a house. My sister played the Rolling Stones and Helen Reddy.
Well, what else do you need?
Everything's set.
Yeah.
What are we missing? Anything, Jer?
So there's some concerts coming up. Weird Al Yankovic's coming.
Good. He's love him.
I bet he's great.
He's April 7th at the Vic. Matt and Kim. I don't know if you know Matt and Kim.
Why do I know that
name?
They
put on a great live show.
Is it
She's
Little
a
Kim?
Kim? No.
This is medium-sized Kim.
Yeah. Medium-sized Kim. She's the drummer, and it's like full of energy, and they throw balls out to the audience. They're really great.
All right. I'll find them.
I'm telling you, everyone I brought to those shows.
They always enjoy Matt and Kim.
At the Riviera on April 17th.
Uh-huh.
Rick Astley, we'd mentioned last time.
Oh, yeah.
So I talked to him. He's a great interview. You guys should get him.
Is he?
Yeah. He's a great interview. April 25th at the House of Blues.
Are you ever going to give him up?
Never.
Never going to let me down.
Never. I mean, he was great. He answered any question.
I like Rick Astley.
Yeah.
I say that when I go into biker bars. I say it loudly. I like Rick Astley.
How does that go over?
Not as well as you'd think.
They kick his Astley.
Kind of like that Pee Wee Herman scene.
Right.
Is that how it goes over?
I like Rick Astley. Give me a sarsaparilla.
No, you would think that more people would be excited about it, but they're not.
Oh, wow.
I'm surprised.
He's lost the following sometimes, but I mean, the diehards are going to be there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So George Ezra. Do you guys like George Ezra? Have you listened to this guy?
Well, tell me more. Why do I know?
I know better than Ezra.
Oh, close. But he's a singer by himself. He's coming April 25th.
What sort of music, Jer?
It's, how do I describe him? When I've seen him in concert, it's kind of like a Johnny Cash.
Oh, really?
But it's him. So him, Sam Smith, and James Bay played in Ireland for free back in the day. Nobody knew who they were.
And now look.
And look at how
everybody's rich and famous.
Cool.
How about that? Yeah. We must stop. We're out of time. Jerry, great to see you. Thanks for being you. Thanks for bringing chicken. Again, it's from Fry the Coop.
Fry the Coop. Yes.
Thanks, guys. We'll take a quick break and then find out what's on Sports Central next. It's Bill and Harry in for Wendy on WGN.